The Youth's Instructor, December 20, 1894. Words to the Young. The world's Redeemer presents to his followers the plan of the battle in which they are called to engage, and he bids them count the cost. He assures them that angels who excel in strength shall be in his army, and will enable those who trust in him to fight valiantly. One shall chase 1,000, and two put 10,000 to flight, not through their own strength, but through the power of omnipotence. They are to be more than conquerors through him that loved them. He shows them the vast confederacy of evil that is arrayed against them. But he also cheers them with the proclamation that they are fighting in company with the hosts of heaven, and that one mightier than all the heavenly intelligences is in the ranks of those who battle for truth and righteousness. The captain of the Lord's host is with them, taking the command of the armies and leading them on to victory. Because of their human frailty, because of their sinfulness, they may fear and tremble as they view the vast hosts of the powers of darkness. But they may rejoice as they look upon the angels of God, ready to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. They may rejoice as they realize that the captain of the Lord's host will lead them forward in every conflict against natural and supernatural foes. Jesus says, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Your leader is a conqueror. Advance to victory. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Without me, ye can do nothing. How precious are these assurances that we shall never be left to take one step in our own finite strength. For he has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." We are fighting in the presence of invisible hosts. Unseen intelligences survey the whole array of evil, and help is at hand. We shall not only be provided with that which is necessary, but shall be placed upon vantage ground. Let us be more hopeful. Let us encourage one another in the most holy faith. It is as essential that Christ should touch our hearts now by his Holy Spirit as that he should redeem our souls by his most precious life. To every Christian comes the word that was addressed to Peter. "Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not." Thank God we are not left alone. This is our safety. Satan can never touch with eternal disaster one whom Christ has prepared for temptation by his previous intercession. For grace is provided in Christ for every soul, and a way of escape has been made so that no one need fall under the power of the enemy. Satan is preparing many and strong temptations with which to assail the people of God. He is represented as walking to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking for some unguarded soul whom he may be successful in deceiving through his subtlety, and may finally destroy. We are not safe without Christ for a single step. But what comfort is treasured for us in the words, "I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not"? Satan does not sift chaff. It is the wheat that he desires to have in his hands. Then let us take courage and pray at all times. Christ offers our prayers to the Father, mingled with the merit of his sacrifice, and they come up before God as sweet incense. It is Christ who died, yea, rather, who is risen again, who is ever at the right hand of God to make intercession for us. Whenever you are tempted to sin, remember that Christ's eye is upon you, and that Satan desires to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Remember to send your petitions heavenward, and see Jesus making intercession for you. Send up an earnest cry to God, "Lord, save me, I perish," and you will not be overcome. You will not enter into sin. Take your stand firmly on the words of Paul, and in the strength of Jesus say, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord."